90.5 FM, WBER, the only station that matters. You are tuned into the WBER local show. That was Gym Class Heroes featuring the guest vocals of Patrick Stump of Fall Out Boy with Close Off, the Josh Harris Club mix. Before that, Shayhawk, Pretty Boy Stomp, featuring guest vocals of Mr. Keith Buckley of Every Time I Die and The Damn Things, which we're going to be hearing later. Top of the set was Lemuria with Pants. Even though they blew off Boston Eric for an interview today, still love them to Reese's Pieces. And I'm so stoked and I'm so sad that I'm missing them tonight at Water Street. But in studio right now, I do have a local band, FM Green. And if you're saying to yourself, who the heck is FM Green? Well, first of all, they have a CD release coming up this Friday, the 17th, at the Bug Jar. Opening that show is Velvet Elvis and INN. Okay, either way, we'll figure it out somewhere between here and there. But once again, if you're saying, who the heck is FM Green? I have a debut that, even if you've heard of the band, you may not have heard this track before. This is off their forthcoming album, Victory. The song is called Kill You, and you're hearing it here on BER.
Just come a little closer and you'll see what
90.5 FM, WBER, the only station that matters. You are tuned into the WBER local show. Nice enough to stop by. It was a local band you just heard, FM Green. If you can go around the room and introduce yourselves.
I'm Rick.
I am Scott.
I am Steve.
Nice. And together they form FM Green.
We do.
And before they came on, I heard a little tidbit about Mr. Scott. He said he has never been into the studio. With a straight face, I guess I can say.
Fair enough.
How much different is the studio in this mindset?
It's hard to say because we were talking about how much brighter it is in here now.
Yeah, it used to be a lot more intimate. But I
was thinking normally my eyes would have been half closed.
But anyway, you're here to talk about your upcoming CD release, Victory, with an exclamation point at the end.
Much to Rick's dismay.
Hey, I've grown to like it, I suppose.
What didn't you like about it?
I don't know. Victory can have a darker side to it, can it? I mean, it's not all hugs and kisses and roses and sunshine.
There's a cost.
Right.
Yeah. And I think we talked about that a lot when we were recording the album, about, you know, deeper. You have your first thought of Victory, which is always this, like, celebration, ticker tape, all that. But there's always that. There's more to it. There's the lead up to it that always has a cost.
Yeah. So
how do we settle upon the same just to begin with?
I think
that was when we came up with the video. I think it was that day that we.
Yeah, we were just kind of kicking around, and that it happened. And yeah, you know, it was one of those things where as soon as it came out in the air, it was done. We knew it. We were all just. Yeah. We rarely agree, but that time we did.
The long story short, we funded the album with Kickstarter.com. We raised a big chunk of change thanks to some generous pledgers. And so we kind of came up with this whole Victory theme, and we made this cool little video to promote the Kickstarter fund drive.
Now, where can people see this video?
You can go to fmgreen.net, and there's a Kickstarter link. If you click on that link, there are videos on that page, and you can watch it there.
Okay.
It's just a 2-minute little throwback to the old World War II kind of reels.
And then we just kind of continued that theme on. We ended up settling upon it, and it ended up working out pretty well for us.
Yeah.
Well, now, this isn't even your first release. This isn't even your second release. This is your third release. You've been in the scene for quite some time.
Yeah, since 97.
Well, we started 10 years ago when I was 5 years old. And
give me a brief history of FM Green, how they came together.
We were in high school. Steve and I are the same age, roughly, and so we were in the same class, and we started playing together, jamming after school, and we had a kind of a different lineup, and things went all the way through high school with a slightly different lineup, and after high school, we were having trouble getting the bass player around, and that's when Rick kind of stepped in and filled in for us.
Yes, sir.
And ever since then, we've kind of had the same lineup. By kind of, I mean we've had the same lineup.
Yeah, we played a lot in the early 2000s, and then we kind of took a little time off. Real life got in the way for a little while, but now we're back at it, and this is what we've come up with. So we hope people like it, and that's that.
Where does the name FM Green come from, though?
It's funny. We used to always get really adamant about, we're not going to talk about it, but now it's like Aerosmith. I don't know if that's a word that means something in the dictionary, but like when you think of Aerosmith, you just think of the band. And for me, when I hear FM Green, I just think of the band. So it had meaning before, but now it's really, to me, it's just the band.
Excellent answer. Way to dodge that one.
He's looking at me like he wants more, though.
He deflected.
It's a game of ping pong going on over here.
So give me, what's the difference in between all your albums? I have 3-2-1 Go, I have Yellow Number 5, and then we have the new one, Victory! Exclamation point. What are the differences? What are the different writing perspectives?
Yellow Number 5 was the first release. That was 2001, 2002 time frame, and that was our first release. Most of those were songs that we had written in high school and that we had kind of grown up.
Yeah,
with.
So there's some youth on that record.
Yeah, there's a little angsty kind of attitude, you know, high school gym class and things like that that kind of came out on that record.
Yeah, it's all about singing the girl who's already come into my life and then left. And just kind of wallowing in that misery.
Yeah.
That first big heartbreak. There's a lot of that on that record.
3-2-1 Go was kind of an evolution of our sound. We kind of rocked it out a little more. The relationships were more solidified by that point, so the songs are kind of...
a little more focused.
Focused. That's a good word, Rick.
Yeah.
Very good word. And Victory is an extension of that. It's like Rick said, we had taken some time off, and we've been sitting on these songs for a long time, so they've really kind of grown and matured to the point where they're now... full? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we actually, right after... 3-2-1 Go, went back into the studio and recorded four or five of these, but they never got finished.
Yeah,
that's kind of, probably that was life getting in the way all of a sudden.
So then we got back together, wrote the second half of the record, and polished up the first half, and here's what we've come up with.
Well, I see for Yellow Number 5, it's a full length album. Then 4 years later, it's only five songs.
We spent the same amount of time in the studio on both. And I think what it was we probably would have done a full album, but we didn't have the money and the time to really devote to it. We kind of felt like we rushed the first one, getting 14 tracks in, and I think we only spent 4 days in the studio tracking and mixing. And it was pretty rough. And so we spent the same amount of time on the five songs the second time around, which kind of gave us, you know, three times as much time per song. And I don't even want to talk about how much time we spent on this last one. But we started recording in November, and we tracked all through November and December, and then we mixed in January. It was quite more, I don't know.
Yeah, it was definitely a bit more involved this time around, but we think it helped a lot.
Sonically, I think it just sounds fantastic. We recorded it with a good friend of ours named Brian Brian Aloisio, who works at Cowlicked Music, great local studio.
Brian was a huge asset on this record. We couldn't have done it without him.
Absolutely. And then we went out to Chicago and mixed it in Chicago at Steve Albini's studio, with Steve Albini's kind of second in command over there. Greg Norman mixed it for us and did a fantastic job, and thanks to all our supporters on Kickstarter who kind of helped us out with that.
Well, now, of all places, how did you pick Chicago to mix this album?
We had originally planned to go with another dude in Boston, and he kind of jacked us around on the price a bit. And then when we were ready to just find someone new, we always had known that Steve Albini's studio was kind of
the place
open.
To be.
Like, anybody can walk in there and pay the money and use his equipment in his studio. And so we did that. You know, we checked out the prices, figured out that it was affordable, and went out there and did it. It was great.
The experience was better than we all could have imagined.
Yeah, Rick was playing poker with Steve Albini, and we were hanging out on the couch and watching how it's made. And
nice.
He lives there too. So you're sitting there, and Steve Albini's just sitting on the couch playing online poker the whole time. And he just kind of
the whole time.
Yeah, shows up, and he was out of town when we got there, but once he got back, he really was just there all the time, just hanging out. It was really intimidating. I remember the first couple of nights we didn't even know. It was kind of like a really strict father was kind of just sitting there. You didn't want to do anything to make him mad. And so we were all like really just sitting there like little kids, just kind of being quiet. No one wanted to touch the remote or anything.
Now, if you're just tuning in, FM Green is in studio. They are a band from right here in Rochester. They're having a CD release show this upcoming Friday for their upcoming release of Victory! At the Bug Jar. Once again, that's June 17th, with Velvet Elvis actually headlining the show. I'm actually interested in hearing some more off this album, and then we're going to jump right into some local artists that they like and actually picked. So what's another track that we can play off the new album?
Whoever says one first.
Yellow Plants.
Yellow Plants. It is. All right, this is going to be interesting.
This is track
another, no one's heard this one.
Yeah, another debut.
Another debut. And what is the meaning behind Yellow Plants before we play it?
This actually goes back to that first relationship with the Big Heartbreak. This song's actually really old, and
I thought it was about a trip to the loony bin.
Yeah, well.
It gets there halfway through the song.
Well, without further ado, this is FM Green. This is a debut off their forthcoming album, Victory! Yellow Plants, and you're hearing it in none other than the WBER local show. Mm-hmm.
go out to dinner, but we show up late. Wait for an hour and never eat. I hold on to you, I hope I never fail, but I know everything is alright. Oh, I know everything is alright. We watch some TV, you're at my side.
Doppelganger, 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 doppelganger. doppelganger, doppelganger, doppelganger. Doppelganger, 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 doppelganger. Doppelganger, 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 doppelganger. Doppelganger, 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 doppelganger. We'll be right back.
90.5 FM, WBER, the only station that matters. You are tuned into the WBER local show in studio. FM Green, local band, talking about their upcoming CD release for their latest upcoming release, Victory! Exclamation point. And other than their own music, we have been hearing songs that they picked themselves, such as Velvet Elvis, who you just heard, with the song Space Cadet, who is headlining their CD release party this upcoming Friday the 17th at the Bug Jar. Also before that was Burning Snella with The Pocket, Gonculator, and Doppelganger, and also an FM Green track, which was a debut for the airwaves, with Yellow Plants. So, of course, Velvet Elvis is still around, and you like them because you're, of course, playing with them, piggybacking, as you said, on their show.
Right.
How did you get associated with this band? Just seeing them play, or?
I had known Brandon from his previous band that was called Apostles of the Hidden Sun, and I helped Brian, who we previously mentioned, record them. And then when Velvet Elvis came around, they needed a place to record, and Brian asked me if he could use my basement. So they recorded the most recent release in my basement. So we spent a few days together, and I kind of got to know them then, and they're really great guys, and I really love their music.
Yeah, they're definitely cool. They're one of my favorites that I've seen out of the local scene in the last couple of years. Definitely a good, exciting show to go to check out.
Guys and girl.
I meant it figuratively.
No, I said guys.
Oh.
And the bickering begins.
Okay. Before that was Burning Snella, former local band. I don't even think they're together anymore, are they?
We are still together.
Burning Snella. You're in Burning Snella?
Yeah, I play bass in Burning Snella as
okay.
well. Yeah. We're actually practicing a lot right now and hope to be playing a show soon.
Maybe I'm thinking Burning Daylight.
Burning Daylight would be the other band.
Why were the names so similar? You guys are out the same exact time.
No, Burning Snell has been around since like 91 or something, like forever.
Okay.
For a long time. Burning Daylight came a lot later.
Okay.
I don't.
There was weird that they picked a name so close, especially in the same city.
They might not have ever known about Burning Snell.
They just exist in different circles.
Okay.
There's no overlap. It's not a Venn diagram.
Well, it can't be Venn. You're a rock star. And then Gonculator with Doppelganger, a band that no matter who I talk to from the scene says, oh my God, I love that band.
Well, they're serious business.
See them live. That's all I can say. They'll put on a show that will wow you.
And they're just interesting. Just like the names of the albums, the name of song titles alone. You can just like look at this.
Yeah, it's somewhat theatrical. Not that it's a over-the-top kind of thing, but the songs themselves and the themes and the production values are somewhat theatrical.
Are they back? Because I knew one of the members like cut his hand or something.
Yeah, they're in the midst of some touring right now. I mean, I don't think they're on a full-time tour, but they're going out to Boston and other cities okay. nearby and playing shows, so they're active.
All right. Now, talking about touring, is FM Green a project that would ever tour outside of Rochester? Or is this just like, yeah, we're having fun in our hometown?
It depends who you ask, I think. I think it could always be a possibility. We've never really gotten around to going too far. But if we, you know, if we get a good response with this album, it could certainly happen.
I personally would drop everything and tour all day, every day, if I had the choice.
I got beagles to feed.
That's true. Scott's got two little furry kids.
Now, say in an optimal world that you could go out and tour, would you try to find a local band to go out with you, or do you try to latch yourself onto a mini tour?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it makes sense to tour with a local if there's a mutual respect and you guys like each other, and that would be cool. But if there's another band that
willing to have us,
sure, we'd hop on that bandwagon, so to speak.
I think it would be the same problem we always face trying to hook up with other bands to play shows with. It's tough finding someone that makes that Venn diagram overlap with us. I don't know. You know, we've always had such a hard time classifying ourselves like that, or finding other sounds that are similar to ours in the soundscape here in Rochester. You know.
Okay. Well, it doesn't have to be just here in Rochester. Are you familiar with any bands from like say either Buffalo or Syracuse or any of the surrounding region?
Hmm. Wow.
All right, that's
silence.
Silence right there. All right.
That's as far as it goes.
I'm still waiting for a call from like Axl Rose.
Oh my god.
We'll tour with Guns N' Roses.
I might have to think about that. Have you seen any YouTube videos of those performances?
Make us look that much better.
Fair enough. All right.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you guys for stopping down to the studio, hanging out for a bit.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Not a problem. Once again, their forthcoming release is called Victory, which has an exclamation point at the end. So you got to say it with some emphasis. You have to go, Victory!
I appreciate the enthusiasm.
The CD release show is this upcoming Friday at the Bug Jar. And in keeping in theme with the Bug Jar, the next track you will hear off their forthcoming album is called Bug Collector. And you are hearing it here on BER. Hold on. That's it.
That's it.
This is the right way. This is-
the best in alternative music since 1985. This is the only station that matters, 90.5 FM, WBER Rochester. You are tuned into the WBER local show. That was Rochester band FM Green with Bug Collector, and a big ups go out to them. Thank you so much for stopping down to the studio, guys. The new album sounds sick. The CD release show, once again, for anyone that just tuned in to hear that song alone, was completely digging it as much as I was, will be the 17th, this upcoming Friday, at the Bug Jar. They will be opening for Velvet Elvis.